Confidence is a funny old thing sometimes. I've always thought that sometimes the most confident people are the ones who know the least. In fact, sometimes you pick up when you see people on TV, on those quiz shows, the ones who seem completely fully confident in something seem to be the ones who get the answer wrong. How wonderful might that feel, to be that confident but yet be so wrong in so many ways. To be so confident in all your knowledge yet know nothing at all. I bet it's very freeing to go through life like that. And some people, after all, go through their lives like that. Lucky for us, as smart people, we can just pretend what that might be like. Pretend that for a moment our intelligence strips away from us. Our intelligence drops away. And we're left with just that confidence in ourselves, in our knowledge. So in today's little game that we're playing, I'm going to attempt to show you another side, a different side of things. Your usual smart self will be stripped away, but you're fully confident and fully capable of thinking that you know the answers to many things, even things you're not an expert in. Have you ever had that feeling when you're in class and you're learning something that you don't know, and you feel that unsureness about it when you're first learning it, like you're not exactly sure if that's how it works, but you think it does? Well, people who are confident in their inability to know things don't have that problem. They'd be fully confident from the get-go that they know everything that they need to know, ignorant to the fact that learning is required for them to get better at something. They just go about their lives just talking nonsense. And yet, doing it so loudly and confidently that people seem to think that they might know something. And yet upon realizing that, they think, oh wow, they are really stupid. I wonder how that might feel for you. I wonder how it might feel to have a word or a phrase with just a snap of someone's fingers that you could be that confident in yourself and yet know so little. Like answering questions in a test. Could you imagine a scenario where you're going in for a test and yet every single question you thought you knew the answer to so confidently, yet you blurted it out and it completely is the wrong thing? I wonder how fun that could be for you to play a game with yourself or maybe with other people. The way you answer those questions and you blurt out the answers and they all turn out wrong. They stare at you, wide-eyed, as you confidently say your answer out loud. And yet, the confidence to say the wrong answer feels very good to you, even though your intelligence has all slipped away. The answers you thought you knew, gone from your head, gone from your mind, erased for that moment, given back at a later date. That's right. Stupid people always have the most fun after all. Stupid people have a lot of ignorance to the world around them. And thus, they seem to be having the best time because they don't know any better, they don't know anything else, like you. So could you imagine what it would feel like to have a word or a phrase that would send your IQ rippling down the drain, like leaking out of your head like a leaky faucet, like your intelligence was connected to a tap in the back of your mind. And upon saying a phrase, the tap just seems to open up. And as it does open up, it just drips and leaks out of your head. All the answers, all the memories, all the facts that you thought you knew, dripping away. And of course, this is all but temporary, because this is just a fun game we're playing. And of course, you'll get it back upon waking up, and upon being told you can have it back. But yet, for that moment, could you imagine how that would feel? How it would feel to feel that IQ draining away, the facts, the thoughts, the memories dripping out of your head. Feel it. Imagine it. Some people might see the tap as it drips, drips. Some might just feel the drips dripping out of their head. Maybe dripping out of their ears or their mouth or somewhere else, who knows. And certain people might even hear the sound of the intelligence dripping out of their mind. Regardless of what they see, feel, hear, doesn't really matter. All you seem to know is that it seems to be happening to you, just like it would to everybody else, and how fun that seems to be. IQ is a funny old thing. Memories and thoughts and facts that we thought we knew are funny too. They have a way of hiding themselves from us sometimes when we need them most, like a tongue-tied feeling like it's on the tip of the tongue. But because you're so confident in your ability to answer questions, and because you can feel that the more and more IQ you lose, the more confidence you feel in the knowledge that you are actually smart and that you do know lots of things, even though you don't. You see, the more the IQ drips away, the more your confidence builds and builds and builds. It's like having two levers in the head. As your IQ goes down, 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 your confidence goes up, up, up. And you can almost feel somebody reaching into your mind and pulling those levers, pulling them, changing them. We all have a control panel in the back of our heads, a control panel that lies there in wait, wanting to be told what levers to pull, what buttons to push. And you can see the levers for confidence and IQ happen to be next to each other. And as one goes down, the other goes up. As we push one down further and further, the other gets higher and higher. And you can see that, you can hear that, you can imagine that, can't you? That feeling of the confidence going up, but the IQ going down, IQ goes down, confidence goes up. In the fact that you think you know things that you don't actually know. And it's like that feeling of being tongue-tied, right? You know, when we have a fact that's on the tip of our tongue, the tip of our head, we think we know it, so we start to say it, but yet we have that moment of insecurity. But people like that who are confident in their lack of knowledge have this massive confidence boost. And you see that confidence boost allows another entry, another fact to spring to mind as they just blurt that out instead. Because they think they are so right, but yet they are so wrong. Couldn't you imagine what that would feel for you? Like if I just snapped my fingers and said a word, and all of a sudden those two levers in the head were completely shifted. One up, one down. IQ down, confidence up. And of course, if you were asked questions, if you were given tasks to display, you would do it so confidently and with such air and ease to your mind, you wouldn't even think about it. You wouldn't even give it a second thought, because you wouldn't have a second thought to give it, because your IQ is so low and you are just that dumb that you just confidently blurt out whatever comes to mind. How fun would that be, to be able to play with that skill, to play with that power, to play with people and have that tested? That could be so much fun, couldn't it? Yes, it could. And could you imagine being in a situation where that was tested? Being in a classroom and given a test? You can see the test questions out in front of you. Simple things like, what is 2 + 2? What is the color of the sky? How many hours in a day? And you could imagine the answers to those questions being written down and all of a sudden erased and replaced with something completely different. Of course, in your mind, that new answer, it must be the right answer, because it's written there so boldly, so brightly, so clearly in front of your eyes. It must be right, right? And you could imagine how that might feel, how that might see, how that might seem to other people as you look at yourself in a mirror, in a reflection. And I want you to do me a favor, I want you to open your eyes. Hi! And as you open your eyes, you can just, you know, have a chat with me. I know I don't always do this, but I wanted to, I see you're looking very confident today. First of all, I wanted to commend you on that. You look so great, so confident and happy with your choices. So I wanted to ask you some questions and I wanted you to maybe explain some things for me. And if you're really brave, you can always get out some sort of recording device or a camera to prove to yourself that you are absolutely 100% right in all of your answers. So I'll give you a moment to pause this file if you want to. Grab out a camera and record yourself. If you don't, that's okay too. You can still play along. Or maybe you even want to write the answers down somewhere so you can look at them later and, you know, double check how right you are, because you are going to get all these right. I promise you, these are so easy questions. Okay. So, the test is about to begin. I hope you're ready with your recording device or your piece of paper or whatever you think you need, okay? So, I wanted to ask you here today because I have some problems that I need answering, and I, for the life of me, I can't figure out the answers to some of these. Okay, so question one that I really, really needed an answer to. Basic maths. What is 10 times 9? Is that so? Wow, I'd never thought of that before, huh? So, why did you say that answer? That's very interesting. Okay, so let's move on. What about question two? Okay, question two. Okay, so I'm going on holiday to America next year. What will I need to go in? What's the mode of transportation I'll be taking to get myself to America from New Zealand? Wow, that's really interesting. I don't think I've ever done that before. So sorry. Why did you say that answer? Are you sure that's the right answer? Uh-huh. And I'm sure you're sure. Of course you're sure. You seem so confident in everything you're saying. So, I mean, you can't not be sure, right? Absolutely. Okay, final question. What is the second month of the year? Wow, you're so good at this. Look at you, so good at this. See, I am never very good at any of these things because, you know, I need to do more learning, clearly. Okay, do me a favor and close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in and out. And as you do, you can just find yourself going back to that place, imagining that leaky tap, leaking your IQ out of your head, out of your head, out of your head, as you just allow yourself to sink even deeper and deeper down into trance, that's right. Because this whole time you've been hypnotized and you didn't even know it, fixating on the sound of my voice, fixating on those feelings that you feel, that feeling of confidence with your IQ dropping and dropping and dropping and dropping as you go down into sleep. That's right, into sleep. And of course that word sleep means that you are just dropping, drifting back down into trance easily and effortlessly. Now we're going to have some fun, okay? Now we've done our little quiz. You can turn off your recording device or you can go and put your piece of paper away. Take a moment to do that while you're still in trance and then come back to this file. Okay, and have you done that? Very good. Well, now you're ready. We can implant the new trigger in your head. You see, at the back of your mind, there is a whiteboard. Can you imagine that? A whiteboard is glowing white. And in a little container next to the whiteboard, there's a series of pens. I want you to pick up a pen from that whiteboard. And I want you to write the phrase, very, very confident. And in brackets next to it, you're going to put the word snap. Because whenever somebody says the words, very, very confident with a snap of their fingers, very, very confident with a snap of their fingers, you can find yourself coming back to the state where your IQ drops away, drops away, drops away each and every single time they say very, very confident with a snap of their fingers. Your IQ just starts to plummet down, 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 but your confidence seems to rise. So you think you know absolutely everything, and yet you actually know nothing. And it's that fun juxtaposition that you feel with being incredibly confident and yet so very, very stupid, not knowing anything at all. And how fun that will feel. And as you write that word on that whiteboard in the back of your mind, you can just feel it settling in, sinking in, knowing that when you are with somebody that you trust in a place that is safe and secure for you to do so, when somebody says that word very, very confident and snaps their fingers, you can just find yourself coming back to this place, very, very confident and snapping their fingers. You can find yourself coming back to this state, this place where your IQ is so very, very low, but you are very, very confident. So confident in yourself and your abilities to answer questions, to recite facts, even though they are completely wrong, completely and totally just made up out of thin air. And at the end of this video, you might even want to look at your answers that you've written or look at the recording of yourself that you made and have a laugh to yourself, knowing that you had so much fun playing this little game with me. Understanding that whenever somebody says that word very, very confident and snaps their fingers, when you're in a safe and comfortable environment and with somebody that you trust with that trigger, trust with them wholeheartedly, and your subconscious mind knows exactly who to trust and what situations to trust because your subconscious is so very, very good at determining those things, then you can have a little bit of fun with that suggestion. Fun being so confident but so very, very stupid. And of course, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and when I reach number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized, ready to go about your day. remembering each and every single thing that happened and remembering the happiness and joy of having such a fun time with this file. And you might even want to look at those answers. You might even want to watch that recording back and see yourself and see what happened. And I'd be delighted to know exactly how it felt. So coming back up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, you can feel the energy starting to flood your body. 4, 5, 6, your intelligence returning exactly as it was before this file began. With 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, fully awake, fully aware, refreshed and energized, exactly back to yourself as you were before this file began, before we started any hypnosis. With 10, wide awake. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed this file. And as always, don't forget to support me on YouTube by subscribing to this channel and liking this video, or heading over to my Patreon and supporting me there. And as always, keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.